This show contains language and themes that may be considered offensive to some. Please use your best judgment about whether or not you should be listening. Hello and welcome to Deliberate Noise. I'm your host, Derek Howard. Deliberate Noise can be found at www.deliberatenoise.com. That is the homepage for the Deliberate Noise Network. To get to this podcast's page, click on the Deliberate Noise banner there, or just go directly to deliberatenoise.com/site, S-I-T-E. Now, this is being recorded on August 16th. Now, I'm going to put this. This is three really special days for me. August 17th is the birthday of my son, Steven, my only son. August 16th is my father's birthday. He would have been 61 this year. And going back a day yesterday, August 15th, is the birthday of Deliberate Noise. I believe it was the zero episode of Deliberate Noise, or it was 00, that was posted on August 15th, 2005, meaning today the show is 4 years old. So I have long since taken Deliberate Noise 0 and 00 offline. So this particular episode, I'm going to bring them back. A lot of people have never heard them, but yeah, why not? Here is the origins, the early days, the genesis of the Deliberate Noise. This is a test to set up the RSS feed for Deliberate Noise. When it comes online, it will be a weekly podcast featuring news about things that I happen to like and I want to share with everybody else. It will also feature independent music from music.podshow.com. And here is a piece of music written by myself. I hope you like it. Thanks, and listen back for future shows. As you can see, it wasn't very long, and it wasn't very, substantive. It was just there. Actually, mostly it was a test. Like I said, it was a test to make sure that the RSS feed worked, that I had everything set up, and it worked. So a little bit later, I followed it up with this. This is another test of
deliberate noise. This one's going to have a little bit closer to how I want everything to go. It's also going to be on a different server. A lot of different things. I'm just trying it out. I think I'm going to start off with some comic book news. According to DCComics.com, the countdown to the Infinite Crisis is coming to an end. Day of Vengeance, the OMAC Project, Villains United, and the Ran-Thanagar War are all going to end in, I'm going to say September, October. And for those of you who are reading Villains United, the identity of Mockingbird will be revealed in the final issue, which is actually one of the better ones. Not that crazy about Day of Vengeance. OMAC Project was just okay. The Ran-Thanagar War I could care less about, but Villains United is actually pretty cool. After that, of course, Infinite Crisis will begin in October. It will be written by Jeff Johns, artwork by Phil Jimenez and Andy Lanning. There will be alternate covers by Jim Lee, Sandra Hope, and George Perez. And the Identity Crisis hardcover is coming out in September. That'll be pretty cool. Justice, the new bi-monthly series written by Alex Ross and Jerome Kruger and penciled by Dougie Braithwaite, with painted covers by Alex Ross, continues. Issue 2 features the Riddler if you read that book. One of my favorites, Jonah Hex, is back in November. He has a new series. It'll be written by Jimmy Palmiotti and Justin Gray, who I don't know who that is. It's illustrated by Luke Ross. Still should be pretty cool because, you know, Jonah Hex. That's cool. Warlord is also back in January. It'll be written by Bruce Jones with artwork by Bart Sears. And quite frankly, if it's not Mike Grell, I'm trying kind of... don't know about that one. One of my all-time favorites, Matt Wagner, is coming out with Batman and the Monster Man. It comes out in November, and it'll feature Batman taking on Professor Hugo Strange, who I'm not a big fan of, but Matt Wagner makes guys like that work. Following the footsteps of All-Star Batman and Robin, which is actually pretty good, All-Star Superman comes out in November. It'll be written by Grant Morrison with artwork by Frank Quitely, and I'm actually expecting for that to be pretty good. In Wildstorm news, Captain Atom is switching over to the Wildstorm universe in October. It's going to be a 9-issue miniseries called Captain Atom Armageddon. It'll be written by Will Pfeiffer, illustrated by Sandra Hope and Giuseppe Kamuncoli. Yeah, who cares? I'm not a big Captain Marvel fan. I haven't been ever since Armageddon 2001. Where they killed off Dove, the female Dove, Dawn Granger, and they made Hawk into Monarch, even though originally it was supposed to be Captain Atom who was supposed to be Monarch, because that made sense. In Wildcats news, there will be a project next summer with Grant Morrison and Jim Lee. I'm getting that. I like Grant Morrison's work, and I love Wildcats. There's a new 5-issue miniseries of Top 10 coming out called Top 10 the 49ers. It'll be written by Alan Moore with artwork by Gene Ha, and it features the early years of the Neapolis police force. It apparently... No, that's a one-shot. The 49ers is also a top 10 miniseries called Beyond the Farthest Precinct, written by Paul DiFilippo, with artwork by Jerry Ordway. It takes place 5 years after the Smacks miniseries, which, if I recall correctly, is the last time that Alan Moore has written a comic book. Well, obviously. I can't remember if him doing anything else since then. In Marvel news, according to comic book resources, all the DC stuff came from DCComics.com. All the Wildstorm stuff also came from DCComics.com. But Marvel doesn't have... It doesn't make it easy to find things, so I had to go around. And on comic book resources, I found out that Michael Turner and Marvel have a deal where he'll be doing a 6-issue run on a title. That's what a big announcement was at Wizard World Chicago. The run will include covers and interiors, but he didn't say if it'll be a story arc or on an existing title or a 6-issue miniseries. Didn't announce if it'll be a new character, an existing A-list character, a revival of a currently, you know, defunct character. So I don't know what. I think they just wanted to drag him out there. And he also said he didn't read comics when he was growing up because he lived in a small town. Okay. Also from comicbookresources.com, which is a really good site, Marvel has signed Lee Neal Yu to an exclusive contract. Didn't say how long it was. Also at Wizard World, Joe Quesada announced that they couldn't announce a whole lot from the, I guess they couldn't announce a whole lot because they have contractual obligations with certain magazines to premiere news in their publication. I'm assuming he's meaning Wizard. I don't know. Just seems kind of weird to announce. Oh, we can't announce anything. Ultimate Extension. Also, this is also from comicbookresources.com. Ultimate Extinction was announced, and it's written by Warren Ellis with artwork by Brandon Peterson, and it will bring Galactus to the Ultimate Universe, thereby taking a pretty good idea and screwing it over royally. I don't know what to say about the Ultimate Universe. It started off with such promise, you know. If they had stuck with Spider-Man, the X-Men, the Avengers, Fantastic Four, they could have milked it for decades before they got around to introducing all the rest of these Jokers. But, you know, now there's Galactus. And, well, Galactus was the one who killed off, Heroes Reborn. So he might as well kill this one off, too. I don't know. I don't really read too much Marvel anymore. Final bit of news from comicbookresources.com. Ed Brubaker and Michael Lark will take over Daredevil in December. If you read Daredevil, don't worry. These are the guys who are behind Gotham Central, which is one of the most underrated books that DC has. I don't know why they don't push it more. It was a great book. Okay, according to WizardUniverse.com, Kevin Smith has announced that he's finished issues 4 through 6 of the long-awaited Black Cat and Spider-Man Evil That Men Do miniseries. I'll believe it when I see it. They also announced that Hyperion and Nightwing from the Supreme Power series will each begin their own miniseries in September. Now, these aren't the Hyperion and Nightwing that we all, well, basically grew up with. These are the new guys. The one guy who looks like a football player and the other guy who's a black Nightwing. I always thought it was kind of weird that, you know, the Squadron Supreme didn't have any black people in the entire universe. But, And speaking of black people, according to WizardUniverse.com, which is also a really good site, I like their magazine. Their site is pretty cool, too. Black Panther number 10 features Black Panther teaming up with, and I'm quoting here, almost every recognizable non-Caucasian character in the Marvel Universe. Okay, I might pick that one up. I don't know, just because. Now, Fantagraphics. I'm going to try to also throw in some indie news. But according to Fantagraphics.com, Barry Windsor Smith's The Freebooters is coming out in August. The story itself bears a slight resemblance to his work on Conan in the 1970s, but this is a completely original character. And I believe it's a hardback. It collects stories from the Freebooters run in the 90s, plus a new chapter from an unpublished issue. I think that's kind of cool, you know. And in September, Hank Ketcham's Complete Dennis the Menace, 1951 and 1952, will be released. It publishes every single panel strip from 1951 and 1952. It'll be a 624-page book. I think this is cool because I always wondered what the big deal was about Dennis the Menace. Apparently, it was pretty subversive back in the day. I'm kind of curious. It might be pretty cool. And for you 11 Rockets fans, Luba's Comics and Stories number 6 comes out in September, and apparently it reveals why Scott the Hog has such a problem with Fritz. For those of you who don't know, Fritz is this woman who had this huge crush on this guy in high school, and if you've ever read any of the 11 Rockets books, you know how Luba looks. Now just imagine a better looking Luba, and then you've got Fritz. She just has this lisp that just drives him crazy to read. But he hates her. He degrades her every chance he gets, and she keeps going back for more. And apparently, they're going to reveal why. According to DarkHorse.com, home of Dark Horse Comics, Aeon Flux is coming out. It's a 4-issue miniseries. It's based on the Peter Chung classic MTV series. Actually, it originally was a series of shorts, but then they decided to make a TV series. Apparently, it's written by Mike Kennedy, artwork by Timothy Green II. I've never heard of either one of them. It's a lead-in to the upcoming Aeon Flux movie starring Charlize Theron. I don't think that'll work, but hey. You get to the real news now. In September, Sin City playing cards are coming out. And it seems to me that while Frank Miller, and I'm quoting here, lent his distinctive noir style to a deck of cards that will prove to be a winner every time, unquote, there's no actual mention of him lending his original artwork, so I don't know if he's going to draw it, if he's just going to get a bunch of people who draw like him to draw it. It'll be interesting to say the least. And in November, Nexus Archives Volume 1 hardcover will be available. Collects Nexus Volume 1, 1 through 3, that was the original run, and Nexus Volume 2, 1 through 4. These are all the ones that Capital Comics did before they went over to first. I think they went over first in issue 10, I'm not sure. But I have all these, and I would love to get this simply because it's, you know, obviously written by Mike Baron, artwork by Steve Rude, and it includes a newly painted Steve Rude cover. That ought to be cool. And I don't really know a whole lot about manga, but I'm going to try to also fit in stuff that I find interesting on TokyoPop.com, which is actually a really good site. And two things that I did notice. In November, the penultimate issue of Battle Royale comes out, second to last. Shuya, Kawada, and Noriko will take on Kiriyama. The manga books expand the story of the movie, and at the same time, it stays faithful to the movie. If you saw the movie, you know, you really didn't know a whole lot about the characters. This lets you know a whole lot about the characters, more than you need to know. And I saw the movie. I love the movie. I love the books, the ones that I have read. Just gotta remember, a lot of times you gotta read, you know, backward. And in January, there's a new story called Juror 13. It's a story, to me, that reminded me a lot of a Hitchcock movie where the life of an ordinary Joe just goes crazy out of control. He gets all paranoid. People are chasing him. I read a few chapters of it because they give you like free chapters on the website. And I highly recommend it. I just read the first two chapters, and I'm hooked. And I'm probably going to pick this one up. It's by a guy named DJ Milky, but I'm not going to hold that against him. And that's all I have this week for comic book news. Hope you liked it. Let me know. Thanks. Okay, now for some video game news. You know, I spent so much time looking at the comic book stuff. Everything else got the short shrift. I'm really sorry. I hope to have, you know, complete, each section will have its own complete thing. But for right now, it's loaded up with comic book stuff because that's pretty much what I like the most. And everything else will just be there for right now. Video game news. Electronic Arts, EA Sports, along with Game Rush, Blockbuster, I don't know if that's two different companies in one, they'll be sponsoring 10 tailgate parties across the country to help promote the new Madden NFL 06, which comes out August 9th, which is actually tomorrow from the time I'm recording this, but it'll be a few days ago for you listening to it. The 10 lucky cities that are going to get these tailgate parties are Atlanta, Cincinnati, Cleveland, Dallas, Detroit, Indianapolis, Los Angeles, Orlando, Florida, San Antonio, and Tampa, Florida. I'm sorry, I don't remember Orlando or San Antonio having football teams, but that could just be me. Follow the AFC. The parties will include tournaments and appearances by former NFL players, including Icky Woods, the guy who created the Icky Shuffle. And the game itself includes songs by Disturbed, Foo Fighters, Godsmack, Memphis Bleak, and a bunch of others I never heard of. Electronic Arts has also signed Maria Menounos, who is the girl from Entertainment Tonight. Only thing I remember about her is she did this thing on Spike TV once, like, you know, 100 hottest women, and she was one of them, and she was saying how she thought wrestlers were sexy, and they showed a picture of Kurt Angle. I don't know why I always think of those two together. Anyway, she's going to star in an upcoming From Russia with Love video game, which of course is a James Bond game, alongside with the legendary Sir Sean Connery, who will be supplying the voice for James Bond. It'll be cool just for that. And that's it for video games, because like I said, everything else just got short shrift. Let's talk about the in this spot I'm also going to have TV news on ABC. What's to say, you know, ABC's been kicking ass lately, and as long as they keep bringing back Lost, I don't really care what they do. CBS, same thing, but with CSI and their assorted shows. Oh, by the way, I started watching CSI Miami. I'm not a big David Caruso fan or the woman with the southern accent, so I've been avoiding it. I actually watched a couple of them, and it's actually a really good show. NBC, they have Medium, and that's pretty much about it. They blow big time. They just really do. UPN, I believe they're the ones who are having the TV show Everybody Hates Chris, which is an excellent show. I've actually seen the pilot. If anybody out there wants to watch a really good show, check it out. It's some of the best stuff that Chris Rock has ever done, and he never appears. You hear his voice all through it, but he never appears in it. You know, forgive his movies. This is the good stuff. This is really funny. What else? Oh, there's a show coming on the WB called Supernatural. Check that out. The very first 5 minutes. really intense. Really, really intense. Some of the scariest shit I've seen on TV. I don't know. You see, I really should have done that. Oh, yeah. Comedy Central. The Chappelle Show. Don't know if it's coming back, if it's going away. Who knows? Who cares? I'm actually starting to not want to wait around for it anymore. After that, I also want to get into movie news. And the movie news, which is, can be, you know, you can find movie news anywhere. You can find all this stuff anywhere. This is all stuff I like, I care about, I find moderately interesting. Movie news, Superman movies coming out, Brandon Routh, Ralph rhymes with South, right? All I remember is he was on One Life to Live when I was unemployed. That's how I know who he is. I watched it. I remember when he got fired, he went on his website and made a real ass out of himself, so he's really going to have to impress me, because I don't see him as Superman. DVD releases. The only DVD release that I know off the top of my head is that on August 16th, Sin City will be released, and I'm going to be there. Well, hopefully I'll get it as a gift. I know that they announced the date for Star Wars Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith, which is actually, to me, the best Star Wars movie since the first one. I'm going to take that back. It's tied with Empire. I'm not a really huge Empire fan. To me, the first one is the best one. It's also the only one of the series that could stand on its own. You know? If he just made that movie and never made another one, it would have been alright with me. The others are pretty good, except for, you know, Return of the Jedi ends with a teddy bear picnic, and I'm just not into that. I don't care about that. Number one, I think Jar Jar gets a bad rap. He didn't bug me nearly as much as the Ewoks, and it was only one of him. The second movie was long. I didn't necessarily think it was boring. I actually liked the second one a lot better than I liked the first one. Or Revenge. Return of the Jedi. Jedi, just call it Jedi. Simply because it showed Yoda kicking ass, and it actually showed the Jedi in action, showing what a force they could be. I like that. And finally, we're going to have music news. I don't really follow music anymore. I'm pretty sure that the RIAA is out there suing people. Oh, I know that they sold like a gang of tunes on iTunes in Japan, which is actually pretty cool. That's it for Deliberate Noise. This is just a test. Hopefully the sound quality is better this time around than it was last time around. And I hope to do this on a weekly basis. And I promise I'll have more than just comic book news. I also hope to have some music in here. So far in both these tests, any music that you have heard, it's all my music. You know, this is music that I put together. So if you like it, cool, drop me a line. If you don't, drop me a line, let me know why not. But that's just it. Make sure that you visit deliberatenoise.com and just look around. You know, I'll have some email stuff up there so you can get in touch with me. Eventually, I want to get forms. I want to get the whole thing. I might go Drupal. I say a lot. They say that you shouldn't say a lot when you do a podcast, but like Dave Slusher says, this is Citizen Radio, and this particular citizen says a lot. So that's in the back. It's the second attempt at a pilot. It's just a test, so don't freak out. Hopefully it'll sound a lot better when I get around getting into my house. So I'm going to have my own private room, because actually I'm doing this from a quiet place called work after hours. Nobody's here. Oh, my resistance decides, hey, you know what? He deserves to be fired. Well, like I tried to say three times already, that's Deliberate Noise. Thank you for listening.
Okay, and as you can hear, that was not very good at all. And by the way, Dave Slusher doesn't call it Citizen Radio. He calls it Citizen Media, because it's more than just podcasts. It's blogs. It's video. Anyway, hopefully I've done a lot better since then. I have learned to... I was about to say I have learned to breathe in instead of saying but I still say a lot. And I also bring it up, which is like really irritating. But hey, thanks for listening. There's a reason why this was called Deliberate Noise A instead of a numbered show. This was just so that people could, I don't know, I guess listen to recent shows and just be happy that they no longer sound like that. Thanks for listening, and pretty soon the next episode will be out. And if you've been listening from the beginning, it's been a long 4 years, hasn't it? But thanks for sticking around. And if you are a brand new listener, don't judge. Don't judge any episodes by this one, all right? Please don't. This is highly an experiment. Anyway, thanks for listening, and bye. I did this couple of weeks.